World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I believe we are Evan jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach. Dave Dobenmeyer.
I see it.
Hey, we're rolling live. Literally rolling live in downtown. Oh, let me turn that. Oh, there's the courthouse. We're down here with Pastor Tony Spell, Michelle and I, trying to figure out a place to park. We got up really, really early. Now, it's not early where you guys are. We're an hour behind. It's 6 o'clock here in New Orleans. And they told us if we wanted to beat the traffic and not get stuck in it, get down here early.
I'm going to get off the end if we can get out.
So I'm going to kind of talk to Michelle as we park here and help her figure out what's going on. And, hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Man, we had an awesome, golly, we had an awesome time last night. I'd go back a little farther first so you can get closer to the curb. Proud of the Coach Dave Live team. I'm just telling you, there were about 100 of us in the room last night. Now, some locals were there, but people in that room last night were Coach Dave Live folk. They'd come from everywhere. And again, I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty who wasn't able to come, because we understand. But those who've come long, Alan Brenda came from Minnesota. Jeff Nell came from California. As soon as I start saying all these names.
Nevada. Bobby Lee.
Nevada's where that's right. Bobby Lee picked up a bunch of them and brought them down here. And Joe Allen. And oh, my goodness. And
Rachel.
Yeah, well, Michelle's giving us the play by play.
Honey, leave that key on so I can keep my phone running here. You be careful getting out there walking around. Maybe we could just sit here till some. I'm sorry. Bear with me, folks. This is live TV. I don't want some homeless guy grabbing that pretty woman right there. So anyway, we had a wonderful night. We had a great big meal together with about 75 of us, I suppose.
So Dale's is town. He's been amazing. What happened there? Why did I do that? Did I lose you? There, I'm coming back. Flip Benham spoke to us last night. It was really important for me that Flip Benham speak, because Flip, again, I've told you guys this a lot. We go back to 2003 when we were with Judge Roy Moore down in Montgomery, Alabama. And I have a picture. It's on my Facebook page, Spence. I don't know if you can get there or not. And see if you can go to my Facebook page. And it's just, again, man, the boys are back in town was entitled what I put up on the Facebook page. Maybe you can see it there. Spence, if it's up there, I'm sorry. No, that's me. And who was there? It's just a great picture. I was up there kind of dressing the crowd last night, and somebody snapped a picture of it. And it's a picture of the boys are back in town. There's what Candace Keller made last night. There we are, right there we are, man. And maybe you can make that a little bit larger. So there's Coach Dave, and standing kind of over my left shoulder there is John Diamond. And beside John Diamond is that Rusty Thomas. And beside Rusty Thomas there is Dr. Alan Keyes. He was wonderful last night. Holding the Bible there in the left hand, that's Flip Benham. And Pastor Bill Dunphy there is in the green. And it was really significant for us because the boys are back in town. This was the same crew that met up with Judge Roy Moore back 2003 in Montgomery, Alabama. I really believe that there's a move of the Lord coming, folks, because what are the odds of all these guys having their schedules open and able to be here? And Matt Truella's on his. Matt's not in the picture. He wasn't here yet last night. Matt's coming. Candace Keller drove all the way from Ohio. She showed up last night. And the Lord gave me a word. Well, I hate that. That sounds so religious. Here's what I got from the Lord, or the Holy Spirit. He said, listen, you guys, meaning us, he says, you're the tourniquet generation. On D-Day, yesterday, D-Day. You're the tourniquet generation. America is bleeding out, friends. America's bleeding out. Somebody has to stop the bleeding. So we all made it together, showed up last night. What a wonderful, Rachelle. Little tiny Rachelle comes walking in the room. It's like, you know, when you, those of you who are in the huddle, you guys, you get what it's like, right? Somebody walks in the room and say, you've never seen him in person, but oh, there you're Rachelle. You're Myra. Oh, you're Bobby Lee. It's like a big family reunion of people that, for the most part, OJ came down. spur of the moment, OJ jumped in his truck and drove down. Johnny Brickeen's here. Names you guys probably don't even know. Oh, Lord, it's overwhelming. But we got a great word from Alan Keyes last night. I'll say this about Dr. Keyes. Listen, I'm flea flicker Friday. I'm really running by the seat of my pants here, folks. We're going to try to keep streaming all this live to you today. Everything that's going on down here. At 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. Central time. So that would be 9 o'clock our time, all right? At 9 o'clock our time, we are doing a semi-press conference here in Lafayette Park outside the courtroom. Dr. Keyes is going to speak, Pastor. Anyway, the guys I just spoke about, they're all going to speak, including, we believe, Judge Roy Moore is going to be able to join us to make a statement as well. That's going to be from 8 o'clock until 9. And then we're going to be here all day holding signs. I would like to do with Gideon. What Gideon do? He shined light and he made noise. That's what we're going to do. We're going to shine light. We're going to make noise. We will make all that available to you. We're going to try to be live streaming as much as we can until Facebook gets mad at us and pulls us down. But I want to take just a minute. I want to bring Silver and Joe Farrell in. Because this is an amazing thing happened this weekend that I didn't even know about till I found out later last night. Somebody told me. Joe Silver kept this window of Google Hangouts or whatever this thing is we meet on. Joe kept this whole thing open, and people came in throughout the day and prayed in here and read the scripture. Joe, go ahead and explain what you were able to do, Joe.
Actually, we thought that there may be some kind of communication between what's going on down there and the people of the show, but what people didn't realize is that I took the opportunity, because if the last person doesn't exist in the room, if there's someone always in the room stays open. Okay. And anybody can join anytime.
The huddle. As long as somebody stays in the huddle connected, it continues to run. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. So, for my past, some people don't understand. I had a radio show that I did on the internet to the military.
That's hard to believe.
And that's 7-0-7-8-9 in that area. I recorded some of those shows because I felt they were significant in what I recorded everything, but kept a few and that kind of thing, because there's a lot of data. But what we did, the idea was to keep the room open so that if anybody came in that wanted to pray for the event or needed prayer for something, we could provide that for them or allow them to pray. And in the meantime, other room participants, my big one is Dean. The Lord gave him all kinds of prayer and stuff concerning this. Coach, I have 74 pages of notes from Friday till this morning.
Joe, do you take those notes yourself or are they automatically recorded? How's that work?
The room notes. When people type things, their addresses, all that kind of stuff. I save every day's stuff. And but this one is huge. I mean, mostly they're like 15 to 20 pages. You know, this was huge. And, but, you know, when people put in their links for an event or some article they would like us to read, or we ask for something, put it in the text, that kind of thing. I've got those. So, so anyway, in the meantime of all of that, I would be playing my shows. And my shows were 2 hours long. And I had enough of them to do the weekend. And when I got in here this morning, I had Dean, Lou, and me. And I was the one broadcasting because I started it. I mean, I picked it back up last night after we had a discussion last night. So it's been
long story short, they can stay connected today. If they're in the queue right now, as long as they don't hang up, they can come in and out of here and make comments or pray or do that kind of stuff. Is that what you're saying, Joe?
Well, they could they could actually leave. As long as they're in here now, they could actually leave, go do whatever they got to do, come back in, log back in.
Okay, so they can log out. They don't have to leave the computer open and running.
Correct.
All right. And you're going to be running all day today, Joe. Is that right?
We're going to run till you're finished as far as what's going on down there.
Joe, thanks, man. So, folks, if you're not logging, if you're watching right now at Coach Dave Live, and, you know, as long as you're there, you're logged in. You can stay there and come back in. Is the way I understand. I'm not a tech guy. That's the way I understand. Now, something that was really cool, I thought, was really cool yesterday. Pastor Dale gave me the pulpit Sunday morning yesterday at his church. God bless the church for feeding us and all the stuff. It's been amazing. Pastor Dale gave me the pulpit, and I didn't really feel led to preach. I thought, well, you know me, I'm an action guy. I don't want to preach. So we assigned immediately. The Holy Spirit had me assign 5 different imprecatory psalms to people sitting in the congregation. I said, hey, Randy, you read this one. And yeah, Randy's here. And Joe, you read it. And so we had 5 imprecatory psalms that we read out loud. And remember this, friends. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And as we were in that room yesterday morning, we were lobbing artillery into the heavenly realm. And we read out the name of the 3 judges. And we read an imprecatory psalm. And then somebody prayed after that imprecatory psalm. It was ultimate public participation in that room. It's powerful, man. It's powerful. And so we have, like I always use this illustration, we went into the Gulf War, if you remember, we bombed them from the air for 40 days before we went in, for the first troop ever was on the ground. We bombed them, softened them up from the air. The Air Force bombed Iraq. Remember that, right? And then when we sent the ground troops in, what happened? Y'all remember that? We sent the ground troops in. We thought it was going to be a slug and a big old fight and all that stuff. We sent the ground troops in, and the Iraqi soldiers just held up their hands and surrendered. Remember? So we were lobbing grenades, and we were dropping air. We had an air assault going on last night. And we believe it's going to bear much fruit today. Now, we also caution people this. As much as we've trained ourselves, God does not work by the McDonald's generation, immediate, do it now, Lord. He doesn't do it. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. There's a way that seems right to us. The enemy is always death, destruction, is what the word says. So we know what we did yesterday was we did what we were supposed to do. We softened up the ground. We prayed for our enemies through imprecatory psalms. We prayed for them. And we've done all we can. As Larry would say, it's all we can do anyway. Pray that his will would be done. So we did it. We softened up the ground. And I mean, this is going to be awesome. When the forces show up here today, there's going to be, I see Pastor Tony Spell has a congregation of about 3,000. Now, Baton Rouge, which is where his church is, that's about 90 minutes away. But I got to believe there's going to be some of those folks coming here as well. Doesn't matter, because the boys are back in town, right? Boys are back in town. So I want to do this real quick, just because I want to do this. This is kind of the mood, and I'm going to open it up, let some of you guys come in here if you want to, or even some guys maybe who are listening right now. They're driving down here, maybe. The eye of the tiger, because, hey, friends, I'm going to say it again. We're the tourniquet generation. We've got to stop the bleeding. Yes. And we're here to stop the bleeding. We got to do it. And somebody sent me this morning. I think it was Stephanie that sent me the eye of the tiger. And I just want to just go ahead and play this at about time and a half speed, Spence, real quickly.
Nobody's down here. Have to do it. 1.5. That's the right part.
No, that's good. Keep going and play it. Go and play it, Spence. I'm sorry. That's good. That's good. In my time, took my chances.
Went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. The man and his will to survive. So many times, it happens too fast. You change your passion for glory. Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive.
Everybody gets it. We had a powerful message yesterday. It's kind of. I spoke before I introduced Flip Benham yesterday in the church. For those of you who don't know, Flip Benham is, he's like, in my mind, Douglas MacArthur. He's General Patton. Flip is Operation Save America. Flip is really, he was way, 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 way out in front of the average Christian. Certainly in front of the average, out in front of the average pastor. And I opened up my Bible yesterday when I was sharing and I was getting introduced to Flip. And I turned to Ezekiel 2. You can throw it up if you want to, Spence. It doesn't matter. But I was talking about Ezekiel 2 as I was introducing Flip. And in my Bible, this is amazing. In my Bible, when I open up my Bible to Ezekiel 2, written at the top of Ezekiel 2, it said, Flip Benham, 10/27/2010. 10/27/2010. In other words, Ezekiel 2 had been planted in my spirit by Flip Benham in Charlotte, North Carolina, 10/27/2010. Boy, I took that, said, boy, Flip, I got to read this. Here's what the Holy Spirit gave me. And so I read Ezekiel 2, verse 10. I'm losing my brain here. Ezekiel 2. Hey, Silver, can you read that for us real quick? Can you read Ezekiel 2? Do you have it up there, Spence? I think you do. Oh, it's silver. I can't see it or I would read it.
I got you, Coach.
Okay, Vinny, go ahead and read Ezekiel 2 if you can, bud.
Silver's back. Maybe silver. You want to do it, silver?
Yes, Chad Estes is here. Yes, he is.
Da, 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 da.
Sometimes you got to pee,
Joe. Yes, I'm here.
Read Ezekiel 2. We got it up on the screen.
Oh, we got it. Go ahead.
So
here we go.
Hang on. So I read this. I said, Flip, you preached this to me 10/27/2010 in Charlotte, North Carolina. Folks, I opened my Bible to Ezekiel 2, and it said at the top, Flip Benham, the date, Charlotte, North Carolina. I said, Flip, this is the word for the day. And then Flip built on it last night in Ezekiel 3. He just went to the next one. But Joe, go ahead and read Ezekiel 2 this morning.
Okay, Coach. Ezekiel 2. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and
stop
I will
right there, Joe. Hey, Joe. What's he say? Stand up, boy. Stand up, boy. Go ahead, Joe.
And I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me.
So he spoke and he heard him. That's unique, isn't it? Go ahead.
And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that
has
rebelled against me.
That's the church, Joe. He's sending them to the church, to God's people. Go ahead.
They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day, for they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God.
Might be an all-day parking lot.
He said, I'm going to tell you what to say, and you will say it. He said,
right.
Joe, are you with me? Isn't that what he said?
Yes.
Get up, boy. Get up, boy. I got something for you to say. Felt the Spirit enter him. Said, I'm going to send you to some people. Right, hang on. I'm going to send you to my people. Not just anybody. I'm going to send you to my people. And you go, Coach Dave. You go, Flip. You go, Rusty. You go tell them for me, all right? He said, you're a messenger, boy, today. This ain't about you. You go deliver to them what I'm delivering to you. Go ahead, Joe.
Thus saith the Lord God, and they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Through briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house.
Amen. That's us, Joe. That's God's church. That's God's church, a rebellious house.
And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house.
Don't be like them, Joe. Don't do just because everybody else is doing it. You don't be like them.
Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee.
Mm.
And when I looked, behold, an hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein, and he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe.
Hey, Joe, that's a great word from the Lord, right? Say, I got a word from the Lord. Everybody listen, everybody booing, I got a word from the Lord. See, today it's all happy talk, right? No. No, it's lamentations and woe. Why? Because we, again, are the tourniquet generation. That's us. We're down here to stop the bleeding. We're here to stop the bleeding. Now, I want to do one more thing, then I want to open it up. Spencer, Pastor Tony Spell on Friday, I think it was, put this at about 1.75. He talks real slow. I think it'll work out good. He does a great job of spelling out what this debate is about, folks. I want you to hear this, and then I'm going to open things up. Flip's just pulled in. Dale's pulled in. People are starting to pull. See, we got down here really early so we wouldn't have to fight the traffic, and we would be able to find a parking spot, and we're right here. It's perfect. But the rest of them are pulling in now. So go ahead, and here's Pastor Tony spell. Now listen to this. He spells it out really, really clearly what this battle's about. Go ahead. Yeah, just started right at the beginning. At about 1.75, I think we still get it good.
...of what's coming Monday, June the 7th, 2021. June the 7th, 2021 at 9 a.m. The United States Appeals Court, Fifth Circuit in New Orleans, Louisiana. The second highest court in the land, second only to the United States Supreme Court. For the first time in 16 months of our persecution, arrests, booked into prison, ankle bracelets confined to my home, being charged with 9 crimes, arrests, men and women terminated from their jobs for coming to our church, etc. For the first time, we are bringing oral argument before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. This is a monumental case. It is a landmark case. It's the first of its kind in 245 years of American history. It's of great importance because every case that is ruled upon by a court, especially the United States Appeals Court, sets precedent. This is a pure case. What I mean by pure is it's based upon biblical convictions. It's not based on equal protection. It's not based on strict scrutiny or least restrictive means. What all those terms mean is every church or religious organization that has brought any cases before appeals in the Supreme Court in the past 16 months have done so on equal protection, meaning judge, Supreme Court, district court, state court, Louisiana Supreme Court, whoever. We want equal protection with retailers. We want equal protection with stores and malls, places of business. We haven't done that. We are saying, number one, we don't want equal protection. We want greater than protection. Not because we deserve it, not because we think we are owed that, but because that is what the Bible says. It's what the Word of God teaches, and it's what the Constitution of the United States says, and not the 2nd, 5th, or 26th Amendment. Amendment, the very First Amendment. Our framers were careful to put religion number one. Thomas Jefferson said religion is man's duty to his God, his creator. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, and the right to peaceably assemble. Matthew 16:18, the first time church is mentioned in the New Testament, our word church in the English language is a translation of the Greek word ecclesia, which means assembly. You can't be a church without assembly. This is a pure case. What are we asking for? We're not asking for anything from anyone who cannot give to us what is not theirs to begin with. You can't give me freedom because you don't own freedom. You don't control freedom. You don't give us our rights to assemble. Those are endowed to us by our Creator. They are inalienable. That means you didn't give them to us. You can't take them away from us. We're not asking you for anything. We did that in the past 16 months. We needed relief so I could leave the front door of my home without the threat of arrest and being dragged into prison again. We asked for relief because I needed to get out of the prison in order to preach to the church. We needed relief because we were being surveilled and still are being surveilled. I haven't had a private conversation in 16 months since my first arrest. So we're not asking for relief. Monday, June the 7th at 9 a.m. in New Orleans on 600 South Maestri Street at the Fifth Circuit United States Courts of Appeals, we are arguing the merits of our case. Governor John Bel Edwards is a lawbreaker. He broke laws whenever he had us arrested. Governor John Bel Edwards told the members of our church, do not go back to that church. As did our mayor, as did our law enforcement, and numerous other officials. So this time we're on the offense. And we're arguing the word of God apologetically. And we're saying to you, enough is enough. A biblically based First Amendment case, Spell versus Edwards, June the 7th at 9 a.m. How important is it? It's the most important religious case to have ever been brought before the courts in our nation's history. It's important because how this is ruled will determine the future of religion in America, not just apostolic Pentecostalism, but Judaism. All brands of evangelicalism, Roman Catholicism, Cuomo versus the Catholic Archdiocese in Brooklyn is different from this case. That's equal protection. As long as the stores are open, our church can stay open. This is not that. This whole world can shut down, but we're going to keep having church. Wouldn't you rather that? Don't you want that? That's what the framers of the Constitution of the United States wanted. That's what Joshua wanted. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's what Daniel wanted when he refused to stop praying. That's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wanted when they refused to bow. So we have people coming in from across America Monday morning at 9 a.m. Because outside of the courthouse, there's going to be held a rally. Great speakers are going to be speaking. Dan Fisher in the Black Robe Regiment, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, is going to be speaking. Alan Keyes, presidential candidate, statesman, is going to be speaking. Among a multitude of other great speakers, Rusty Thomas, SaveAmerica.org, is going to be speaking. Several great speakers, men and women that realize the brevity of this case. Actions speak louder than words. This is a call to arms in America, spiritual armory. This is a call for you to focus on what's happening Monday morning at 9 a.m. in New Orleans. And Judge Roy Moore, the moral law firm, Jeff Wittenbrink, will be representing us. And these are not only great attorneys, but they are men worthy of this cause, who are going in and explaining and arguing what the framers of our great nation meant when they said, no law respecting an establishment of religion. And what the Bible means when it says, do not forsake the assembling of yourself together. The Bible mean when it says in Psalm 35, I will praise thee in the great congregation among a multitude of people. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Acts 2, our alma mater as apostolic Pentecostals. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. They were all together. 13 plural pronouns were used in the second chapter of the book of Acts. Monday, you're going to hear something you've never heard before. You're going to hear that you can't be a church without assembly. This is a high stakes hearing. How high stakes is it? I face up to 18 years behind bars.
We can cut it off there, Spence. Spence, go ahead and make that available so people can watch the rest of it. So it's high stakes, folks. You get it? We get it, right? We get it. And this is what it's about. And again, it's amazing. It's unfortunate that most people don't have any idea what's going on around America. Don't have any idea. I'm going to do something. I'm going to jump out of the car here real quick. Rusty's here. Flip. I'm going to try to catch a little bit of an interview with them. Spencer, Johnny Burkeen shows up with his truth truck. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I'm going to jump out. Hey, Spencer, you be the conductor right now. Go ahead and bring in anybody who's got something they want to say, okay, buddy? I'm going to over here a minute. Anybody want to jump in? Come on in.
Coach, look at the other side of it. Look at the other side of this project. What if we lose?
What if we lose, Joe?
What does that mean for everyday normal Christian people? All of a sudden, they just strike down churches and say, if there is a national emergency, you cannot have a church. And they can just create one out of nothing.
Hey, okay. Joe, what if they say, listen, the government says to us, you guys are preaching insurrection. Pastor Bill Dunphy, your church is preaching insurrection against the government, and we're going to shut that down. In other words, Joe, what you're saying is free speech goes out the window, never to return again. That's what's it. Is that what you're saying, Joe? That's what.
And assembly. And assembly.
And assembly. And assembly. And
I pray that this doesn't happen. But if it does, it is an open declaration of war.
It is for sure. And you know the point one of the points that Pastor Tony was making, I thought was really, really valid, was they let Walmart stay open. It's equal protections under the law, folks. Equal protections. And as Pastor Tony said, we don't want anything special. We don't want any special thing. We want equal protection. So this is a monumental case. Now, we're lucky in this that one case has already been heard out in California, and the governor lost. The governor lost. So precedent has been set. And we know when we prayed those imprecatory prayers last night, when we set those bombs off last night, we know God's going to be faithful to do what he said he's going to do. I said you guys could talk then. I didn't shut up. Go ahead, Joe, or whoever.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah,
you know,
go, Larry.
Yeah, what Joe just said, it, we have to keep in mind, because we pray for God's will to be done, and we do his imprecatory prayers and psalms and things like that. But if we have no real expectation from past recent history to think that the courts are going to rule justly. We have no expectation of that.
You need me to pull up a little bit?
Yeah. If they do rule against us, then we have to accept that's God's will. That's what we prayed for. And then we have to be very
over there too,
and seeking his guidance as to what comes next. Because there is such a time as this, and there's something for us to do if that happens, and we better have the courage and the strength to do it.
Absolutely, Larry. I mean,
amen.
As far as they're coming to, I mean, this would, if anything, this would be a large wake-up call to those who think they kind of know what's going on, kind of thing, and that they're going to see that our nation is against us, and no longer are we free to worship, no longer are we free to assemble. What are we going to do besides prayer?
Yeah, Joe, it'll absolutely be the government declaring war on the church. That's really what it is, right? They hold all the cards. This is Johnny Beer King's truth truck, by the way. So I'm walking around here just kind of showing people. You guys can keep talking. I'm just trying to give you a feel for what's going on. There's Johnny Burkeen, my skinny little wife. What'd you say, Spence? Oh, sideways. I'm sorry. There we go. There's Randy's little wife, Kay, Michelle. So we are here in, this is called Lafayette Park. The courthouse. Courthouse is right across the street. Actually, we're in a square. There's court, federal buildings all the way around us. That Pastor Dale and the guys down here are getting set up. Bring somebody else on in, Spence.
Well, I'm glad you made it safe and sound.
Yes, ma'am.
One thing I want to say is this is made up. You know, when Joe said, you know, wait till they make up an emergency, they made this one up.
They made it up.
This is what they're after. And one thing that troubled me that you just said, can you just say that the bomb you were talking about was the imprecatory prayer?
Because
we know people are listening to this, and I would be so
Rusty.
In fear of them taking that as a soundbite from you.
Oh, well, I don't care. Yeah, they will. They'll take it as a soundbite. For sure
I know,
they
but
will.
I care.
I got you, dear. I got to watch what I say is what you say. Here, Rusty, put this on. This is Rusty Thomas, my great friend Rusty Thomas with Operation Save America. Rusty, here's our microphone right here, brother. You're talking to the world right now. Why are we here, Rusty?
Well,
you're right here, bud.
Boy, you just opened up a whole can there, Coach.
Give us a 2-minute version of it.
Well, obviously, for many, many years, we've been warning of these days.
You did.
Because we've obviously, as a nation, we've abandoned the Lord And as a consequence, we're going in the ways of violence, perversion, and tyranny, where literally our freedoms are literally hanging in the balance. And so we're doing what we always have done. We have gone from city to city, state to state. Repent with us. Let's let this prodigal nation come back to the God of our fathers. Let's go back to the Father's house, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen, Rusty.
And unfortunately, we have taken the precious liberties that God and others have died to secure, and we have turned it into licentiousness. And once you lose your morality, you do not know how to correctly handle freedom. And we got to remember what true freedom is. It's not the power to do whatever we want to do when, you know, wherever we want to do it. It's the power to do as we ought. It's
to do
the
right.
Power to do what is right.
Amen.
Only those people can be a free people. And so we're here once again ringing that liberty bell.
Amen.
Proclaiming liberty throughout the land.
Boys are back in town, baby.
Amen. Huh? And that Jesus Christ is Lord. And he's just not Lord of individuals. He's the Lord over the church. He's the king over the state. And he is God of this earth. And we're going to honor him, and we're going to glorify him, and we're going to proclaim his truth, knowing that's the only liberating force that God has given to man. And we're going to lift up his holy name, declare his word, and let the chips fall where they may.
The scripture says that evil walketh on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. We've exalted them, haven't we, Rusty?
Absolutely.
We're getting exactly what we deserve, but the boys are back in town.
Well, you know what, guys, listen. We are living in a time that Isaiah 5:20 warned about, when good has become evil and evil has become good. And unfortunately, that evil is being codified into law. And that's why we're being subject to tyranny right now. And so our obligation as Christians is to do two things in the days of tyranny. You trust God and you continue to do good. But here's the rub. You continue to do good even when the state says what you're doing is
ain't
a crime.
Good. It ain't good. They
it
say
ain't good. No, you stay faithful to the Lord. When the laws of men contradict or countermand the laws of God, our duty is clear. We must obey God rather than men. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing here today in Jesus' name.
Amen. The boys are back in town. Thanks, Rusty. Look at this crazy guy. There's crazy Randy. Randy made it all the way from Oklahoma. Say hi to everybody, Randy.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, folks. Representing Oklahoma. We want freedom. We're going to take this back home and keep it going.
We dropped some bombs yesterday, didn't we, Randy? We're after him, baby. We're after him. Come on in. There's RJ. RJ, you guys see him on the queue. He showed up out of nowhere, too, came with Randy. What's at stake here, brother?
Well, we're ready to go, and we're battling. There's definitely an info war, and the media is the real virus. We're dealing with a contagion and a plague of bad media, bad information. People don't understand what's really at stake. And the fear that keeps driving people into foolishness is the fear that drives them into captivity.
Amen.
So we're here to set people free. We walk in the truth. We set people free. We are the light. And he's given us that light. So we exalt him. And we're celebrating a victory in advance here today.
In Jesus' name.
That's right.
Thanks, RJ. Here, Dr. John Diamond, he showed up on the scene. What's at stake here today, John?
Hey, you know what? Religious freedom, the future of our country. It's what we're looking at right here.
Boys are back in town.
You take away the creator, and you give up all your rights. And that's what the generation before us allowed to happen when they created that separation of church and state. Our country basically said we're divorcing ourselves from Almighty God. That always leads to slavery. Go back and look at the Hebrew Republic when they rejected Christ as king. He told them, he warned them, he said, here's a whole lot of things that's going to happen. The very last thing he said is you will become their slaves. So we need to restore that understanding of the Hebrew Republic, that we're all equal, we're a nation under God, and that man was not created to rule over man.
And we're appealing to heaven, aren't we, John?
Amen, brother.
Amen, baby. Amen. Let me go over here. Get somebody, you can bring somebody in. I'm getting some of these guys down here showed up here real quick. Dale Sosha is up walking around on his feet after having surgery. I know. Hey, I know Flip Benham's got a word for us. Flip, you're right here, man. What's this all about today, Flip?
Hey, listen, this is a great time to stand with a brother.
Your microphone's right here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Do I need to? Oh, so I hold this?
You don't even have to hold it. Just need to be able to hear.
Well,
it.
We're here with Tony Spell. This brother has allowed the theology of heaven to become biography right in his church in Baton Rouge, and we are so thankful for that. Now, we've got a lawsuit that's going on here. We're at the United States Court of Appeals building, and Tony has been arrested, what, 32, 33 times, yep. Coach? Is that right? And for gathering as a church.
Right.
And I mean, for the gathering of the people, that the theology of heaven can become biography right here in the streets. And so we're going to be here walking with him, standing with him, and letting the world know that there is a God, and that God has called us to never forsake the gathering of ourselves together. And Tony Spell has been living that out. And right now we're dealing with a court, and we're making appeal to heaven that Almighty God himself would be the one that Almighty God himself is going to be the one that is going to intervene, and we're going to be able to have church.
Okay, but Flip, what do you say to those people who are watching right now? There are a lot of them. Said, well, listen, you guys are just fighting the Lord because this is what he said was going to happen in the last days. You're just wasting your time, Flip.
Yeah, well, everybody's waiting for the final judgment, never knowing that we're sitting here living on the over the corpses of little baby boys and girls that have been destroyed, children that have been killed, where that which that is evil is being called good, that which is good is being called evil. Homosexual sodomy is savaging our land. The murder, the blood is coursing down the corridors of our schools, our workplaces, and our streets. And the church is called to rise up and be a voice, to be the light of the world. And what we're doing is we're sheltering in place.
Hiding it, aren't we?
Man, I'm just telling you, God so loved the world that he didn't shelter in place. He didn't wear a mask. And he came right down here to save a wretch like me. And he's calling us to do the same thing. This is Tony Spell. He's the one that's going to court for standing up so powerfully in the name of Jesus. And we just get to come along beside him and say, come on, brother. Keep going, brother.
That's right, brother.
Right.
Huh? We're the wind underneath us. We're the tourniquets generation.
Yeah, there you go.
God bless you, Flip. Thanks, man. Love you too, buddy. Come on, Dale. They want to hear from. They say they all want to hear from Dale Sunshine.
Ah, you don't want to hear.
There he is with that bad wheel, setting everything up here, huh? It's been fabulous, huh, Dale? Give us an earful here.
Here.
You have to speak into the earphone. Speak into that.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Hey, listen, guys.
Flip's making faces.
We're excited about this today. You know, the weather, it downpoured yesterday, and today we were expecting rain, and it looks like the percentages have dropped to 20%. So the sun is going to shine.
I'm not expecting rain.
S-O-N. Flip did. He's a Debbie Downer.
Oh, okay, there you go.
So we're out here. We are petitioning the courts of heaven. Come on. We have nowhere else to turn. This is where the only place we have to turn is to petition heaven. On behalf of this nation that has led us just gone so far astray. This is it. This is it. Not only are the boys back in town, but God's presence is here, and he's going to do something mighty today. Now, whether what man wants to decide to do in those courtrooms, let me tell you what this is. The nation is bleeding out. It is, how do you say that, when an anemic state right now. We're beyond just bleeding. We're anemic. We are so low on this. So we need this. And so I'm setting up. We've got Canopy Sound Systems. We've got a great line of speakers. And I also want to appreciate and recognize those who stayed on the queue through the weekend praying and interceding. Yeah, let me tell you what. The bomb doors were opened last night.
Amen, buddy.
And we dropped prayer. And today we have stormed the beaches of America.
Amen. Dale's done yeoman-like efforts. I mean, look around these guys here. Huh? Look at this. There's Clay. Clay had a good word for us last night. The crowd, see, we're down here early. We're here early because we wanted to beat the parking and all that kind of stuff. So we're getting everything set up here as it is right now. I want to walk over here real quick. I'm going to say something to Candace Keller, who was on our show last week. I don't know if you guys remember that. Can you talk just a second? First of all, Candace, I want them to see that jacket you got on. Just turn around here. Jesus was an activist. Folks, you remember Candace? Everything is political. Everything. You guys remember she was on our show last week, and she was so motivated by Tony Spell's story that she and her husband jumped in her car and drove, what, 10 hours, Candace?
It was 13 hours.
Who's counting, though, right?
Yeah.
13 hours.
Two bologna sandwiches.
Two bologna sandwiches. In your mind, Candace, what's this all about?
Oh, man, religious freedom. My goodness. Lafayette Square, they want to shut down the church. I don't think so.
No,
not happening.
We're here to lift up a standard against it. And we're listening to a little video that Pastor Tony Spell said. And he said, really, all we want is equal protections of the law, right?
Yeah.
They opened up Walmart. They opened up Kmart.
The casinos, abortion mills. Yeah, no, they're not shutting down the church.
Not shutting down the church. We appreciate you coming down. Thanks. God bless. Awesome, man. So, okay, bring some guys in there who maybe want to say something. I'll just keep walking around and showing you guys pictures, and I'll let you all talk. Bobby Lee's here.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Real quick, in 20 words or less, a verdict, what would a good verdict look like? I know we listened to Tony, but what would a good verdict look like from this panel of judges?
Man, well, you're the attorney. That's a great question. What would it look like? Roger, I would say that the court's going to rule that the government, a good verdict would be that the church, the government overstepped its bounds, right? Because listen, Roger, this case is ultimately right here. Tony Spell is suing the government. That's what he's doing for damages to parishioners who lost jobs, all this kind of stuff. It's more than just a free speech issue. So to think that this is going to be the end all case is not true, but it will be a precedent-setting case. So from your perspective, Roger, what would be a win?
Well, it seems to me a huge win, but I'm not sure if it's a good win or not, is the government has no control over the church body, period.
Yeah, well, the worst thing, Roger, is if they say it does, right?
Absolutely. Well, it does now. It thinks it does now. But if the ruling came out, it said that the government does not control the church at all.
Which we know it doesn't.
It doesn't. We believe that. But but I try to think of what the ramifications of that looks like. We believe that is going to be very good, and I agree with that. But what's the downside of that concept outside of Christianity? Does that mean a Muslim can come in and build his mosque wherever he wants because the government does not have any control over religion? You know, those are the things you wonder about.
Oh, Roger, can the government then go into the church and say, hey, listen, we're going to mandate that you need to have a Muslim speaker in your pulpit next week?
Well, if the ruling is that the church does not come under the government authority on attendance or when it's open, where all can that go? That's just a theoretical question. I'm curious.
Yeah, this is a big deal, isn't it, Roger? And you know what, folks? It is a big deal, and you don't see a word about it anywhere. That's what's amazing about it. Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody knows this is going on. But we do. Boys are back in town. Anybody else, Spence? Hey, Alan.
Hey, good morning, Coach. I got a stupid question for you. Where's Jesse Duplantis and the Swagger and all that bunch of trash? Where are they at?
Well, we've been looking for him. Anybody seen Jesse Duplantis? Huh? Anybody seen Jimmy Swaggart? Huh? Joel Osteen, Jimmy Swaggart, Jesse Duplantis. Hey, anybody seen, what's her name? What's that lady? Joyce Meyer. Anybody seen Joyce Meyer? Huh? I don't know. I'm looking for someone else, you know? Good question, Alan. Somebody else. We just got a few minutes left here. Nobody wants to say anything? Okay, I'll go over to Clay.
You need to put the heat on the Planus and Swagger.
Yeah, where are they? They're out hiding. Clay, you're on. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
We need to declare this nation is a Christian nation.
It's a Christian.
If you have another religion, you can convert. Or you can leave.
Joe, we can say you can operate it, but our government's not going to operate by your precepts. That's what we need to say,
right?
Hey, hang on just a second. I got to show you this, folks. For those of you who wonder, look, because I get people all the time ask me, "Hey, have you met Betty? Have you met a hybrid?" I want look at this. Look at this puny little thing. This is Rochelle. Look how puny. I'm tiny, and she's tinier than me, right?
I got your back, man.
Reggie shows up, huh? Hey, Reggie's here. Ohio Brett's here. Betty's here. Game day.
Let's hit somebody. Let's hit somebody from Florida, everybody. Whether you're in New Orleans, Washington, Texas, Maine,
We're here with Coach Dave Live, and we're here for Team Jesus.
Amen. 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 I walked away from Clay. Sorry, I was going to ask Clay. Give Clay a moment of – come here, Clay. Come here, man. Who does? Emma, let me get Clay, and then you come in right after Clay, Emma. Go ahead, Clay. What's going on? What's on your heart, man?
Well, we're just here being patriots again, trying to save our freedoms. It ain't right what's going on in this country. We're not going to stand for it. Don't matter what they do, we're not going to give up. So we're going to make a showing today, put a dent in this thing.
We are, buddy. We're going to stay the pushback begins. We're the tourniquet generation.
And
come on.
And thank you for the prayer for us out there. We appreciate every one of you out there praying for
us. Everybody's part of it. If you're flying one of those planes that's dropping those bombs in the heavenlies, you keep bombing them in the heavenlies. We need that prayer cover for sure.
Amen. Bless you, love y'all.
Come on in, Emma.
We are part of the prayer force, but I wanted to remind you that there are people who banded together, a bunch of lawyers, pretended to be a Baptist church, and used to go to soldiers' funerals and protest.
Right.
So we have that fight ahead of us if they allow anybody to be a church.
That's right. Well, that's, you know, the church is the church, right? Congress shall make no law, right? It's pretty simple, folks. That's what the battle's all about. So our crowd is continuing to build because we all got down here a little bit early. I'm looking. How much time do I have, Spence? I don't even have a clock in front of me. 4 minutes. What do you think, Paul? All the way from Oklahoma.
That's awesome, man.
I can't hear you, man.
I said this is awesome.
What's it about?
It's about going on the offense and taking it to them. You know, that's what it's all about.
That's why we're here. Thanks, Paul. Look at this guy over here. Joe Allen, huh? What's up, Joe? They can hear you right here, Joseph.
Where's the young people at? How come it's just old people out here doing this?
Well, the young people are out looking for Jesse Duplantis. Anybody seen Jesse? Hey, anybody seen Jimmy Swigert? Huh? Hey, anybody seen Joel Osteen? Anybody seen him?
Hey, they did call their offices. You know what they said? We've never heard of this.
Where's Frank Graham? Where's Frank Graham? Huh? Yeah, absent.
I think I seen him on the corner over here.
Yeah, he's over there. Oh, I won't say it, huh? Absent without leave. Isn't that what they call it? Absent without leave. Anybody else want to jump in here real quick?
There's an Arab sheep. No. Hirelings. I think they're hirelings, Coach.
Well, we know they're hirelings, right? John 10. John 10.
Yeah, we're dealing with hirelings. They got their nose under the tent.
Yep.
And now they're crawling inside the tent, and they're the ones they bring up on TV, and the ones that are doing the real lifting are not anywhere to be seen.
Yep.
Where's the media at? I don't see him here.
We're out here lifting. We don't care. Come on in. Who wanted to come in? I'm sorry.
We are the media.
And come on in, Glenn. Can't hear you, Glenn. We got young people over here. Look at this, huh?
Oh, sorry.
Mississippi. Awesome. Awesome. Good, Glenn.
Yeah, so I was praying yesterday, okay, for the team down there, and praying for Tony Spell. The verse that came to mind was Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. Spence, if you could put that up there.
Isaiah
61. So this is the Lord speaking through you guys. So
go
it
ahead.
Says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and opening the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to
Amen.
Comfort all that mourn.
Amen, Glenn. That's what it is. That's where we are. That's what's going on. Hey, Joe Silver, if you can, real quick, tell people how to keep this window open to be part of this all day long. What do they need to do, Joe?
Okay, real quick. If you are in the room, great. If you're connecting via a telephone, you're probably not going to be able to get back in if you leave. But if you're on a computer, okay, you should be able to go back in. When you go to Coach's video page, you'll see a banner across the top. It says connect to the room. I think that's what it says, something like that. Anyway, join the huddle, I think is what it says.
Amen.
And just click on that. That'll bring you right back into the room. And we'll be here doing prayers, doing music, doing shows that I've done in the past, things like that. They're all applicable to what's going on right now.
Amen. And I think Dale is streaming at his Facebook page, I think. Let me find out. Hey, Dale. Dale, will you be streaming on your Facebook page, Dale? You don't know? Probably not? Somebody. Listen, I'm going to try to be streaming, okay? We're going to start here at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock your time. 8 o'clock our time. We'll have some speakers and some different things. So we'll try to go live at that point. Just trying to catch us there at Facebook, all right? God bless you. Hey, keep bombing the heavenlies, will you? Keep bombing them. Keep appealing to heaven. God's getting ready to do something great. Boys are back in town. God bless you.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow.